This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Boy, do we have a surprise for you today. So today marks our 100th episode. Isn't that crazy?
Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah, that's huge.
That isn't quite an accomplishment.
So that's one a week for the last pretty much two
years.
2 years,
yes. We missed one episode in 2 years.
We talked about that this morning because we brought it up in our huddle and we're like, you know, we only missed one out of consecutive every week out of 2 years. And it was 1 week that her and I were, so we're not perfect. Everybody thinks we're perfect, perfect marriage, perfect with our children. Everything goes perfect for us. Well, it doesn't. So we were arguing that day about something, probably business or something. We don't even know what it was about, but I was so mad at her.
We couldn't even look at each other up here, and Brett's like, you know what? Cut. We can't do this today.
You guys are off. Yeah, so we missed one episode, so we aren't perfect, but
but we are consistent, though.
So congratulations. So, yes. I mean, it's a huge win. It speaks to, like, I think what we embody here in our organization and you and I is just consistency.
Absolutely.
We just consistently put it out. I've seen so many podcasts start and stop during those 2 year period, and we just kept going. So, and thank you, listeners and viewers on YouTube and everything for supporting us. Thank you for the feedback over the last couple of years and just the encouragement. You know, we got a lot of engagement with people on social media because we post, you know, waterfalls and little clips of the podcast every week.
Yes.
And it's fun. We just when we go to events and, you know, you go to speaking events, you know, all over
somebody's
the
always
watching our show.
I've seen your podcast somewhere.
Yeah. So, I mean, even this week, there's a private Facebook group that I was kicked out of and then I got back in. That's a long story. But, you know, I just introduced myself when I went back into the group, and I had a couple people that just did a plug for us on our podcast.
Yeah.
That was neat.
It is really cool. Yeah. And to our amazing guests, I mean, we've had some great conversations, and the value that they've provided to all of our listeners is, wow. I mean, I get that all the time. Like, oh, I love this episode, you know, with Tim Bratz or, you know,
David Fowles.
Yes.
There's so many that we had some really superstars in their industries. Mm-hmm. And so it's exciting. It was, and so thank you, all of you that were guests on our show, for supporting us over those 100 years. And I feel like we're just
getting started.
Yeah. So we're just,
it's been a journey. We're getting started.
And you've probably seen us get better at this too. As we have a special episode today where we're going to go through some of our eight. Most viewed podcast, and so and share, you know, some what we saw in it, go back in time, but you'll see I had a lot less hair I was cutting my hair a lot shorter. I've been growing it out, and so I think we've matured.
Yeah, we have.
I probably got a lot more gray hair in those 2 years. So but I brought
it's been a lot of fun. Why don't you pop it open, Sean?
Yeah, to celebrate.
Celebration.
So, but tell me what you've seen over the last, have we grown? We definitely have as well.
Yeah, I think we've grown. We've gone out of our comfort zone. And I think like you said, we're just getting started, right? Yeah. It's been a journey. And the next 100th episode, we have some pretty cool things that are in place. So I think it's going to be exciting.
Yes, let's see if I can do this without
hurting
somebody.
Shoot my eye, Sean. Ah, surprise. All right.
So, I mean, yeah. So tell us what we're doing today.
Like, so we are going to go through our top episodes. And so our first one is actually Inside Turnkey Real Estate Investing. So I know this has been a hot topic, hasn't it? Why don't you kind of break down what turnkey investing is for those that didn't watch this first episode?
Yeah. And in the exciting part is, to be honest, is the turnkey space has only gotten bigger. Over those last 2 years, especially, you know, let me take a step back. So if you didn't watch it, you don't know what turnkey is. Turnkey real estate investing, how we define it, because that word gets slapped on, is a marketing ploy for a lot of marketing companies. But how we define turnkey is we buy the properties or build them. renovate them or build them, put a tenant in place, provide professional property management on the back end of it, but it's all done under one umbrella. So it's a passive way to invest in real estate where everything is pretty much done for you under one roof, one company you're working with, one organization, one relationship in one market or multiple markets like we do in, we have Albuquerque and Houston, but that's how we define turnkey. Over the years, we have grown into doing a lot more development and building.
Right.
And so a lot of our turnkey assets today are new construction. And that space has just
exploded.
Yeah, especially over the last year. So, you know, since we recorded that episode, the build to rent space is just, the biggest thing is that you got some large institutional money in that space now. So you got big institutional funds that are partnering with Toll Brothers. I just read an article this morning that they're Toll Brothers and an institutional company partnered together to provide a very high-end, nice communities to tenants and residents. So, but you're seeing it where they'll just buy or build an entire subdivision all for rentals. So it's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And they also do, we do it on a smaller scale, but you know, they're keeping it for their own funds, but you know, we sell them to individual investors, but that's where it's morphed into. It's a big space. You know, we did an awesome, a couple weeks ago, a podcast on, we talked about what's happening in 2022. If you didn't listen to that, I recommend you go back and check that out because I still think this year is still a great time to get into hard assets. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with inflation, with everything that's going on, mortgage rates keep climbing and will continue to climb this year. I don't think they're going to have a way to combat it and say also the inflation. So get into hard assets, so like real estate. And I think if you can lock in still in the fours, it's still awesome time to do it, even the fives, and buy assets that are going to appreciate over time. Your tenants are paying down your mortgage. And the biggest thing is, you know, what people just don't realize is it's an investment that you can secure with like a 3-to-1 ratio, meaning you only have to bring to the table 25% of the funds to buy an asset that's worth three times that amount of funds. Mm-hmm. And the bank will lend you the rest of it. So you can control an asset that's going to appreciate a larger value and provide cash flow along the way. Tenants going to be paying down your mortgage. It's appreciating. And then there are tax advantages. So the government's encouraging you to buy hard assets like real estate to offset your taxes. So,
and you're having it professionally managed too, so you don't have to worry about the headache of managing the property, the asset, right?
Yes. So that's what Inside the Turnkey space and model was all about. So this is a segment that mainly you were speaking about, but you were talking about the difference between a passive and an active investor. Yeah, and all that. So let's cut to it and listen to a segment.
Why wouldn't, you know, I just, you know, find the deal myself and do the deal myself, right? Well, number one, it takes a lot of time and energy finding the deal and, you know, negotiating and finding the deal. And then once you purchase it, I mean, you know, the whole rehab process and what goes into that. And I mean, we've had tons of experiences where, you know, unexpected things come up where you didn't budget right for that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just so much is involved in that, right? So how I look at it, there's two types of investors. There's one that has the time and, you know, can do all that. Mm-hmm.
Or experience.
And then there's the second investor who, you know, professional, just wants to invest passively, right?
So the next segment that we pulled in our next most viewed podcast was episode number 35, which is The Choice Is Yours, which talks all about your book.
Yeah.
So congratulations again on that book. And I know you've talked about it on multiple podcasts and we've got a lot into it. Mm-hmm. I commend you again for being vulnerable and sharing, I think, some intimate and deep things that happen, you know, in your life.
Right.
And sometimes a lot of people don't have the courage to share that, you know, to the world. And you did it because you want to help people and
right.
help women and help and if you can do it, they can too.
Exactly. Right? Absolutely. So, it was a fun time. And I think that you know, it was a long journey that finally, you know, it came out, and yeah. I'm excited about it. And I think that hopefully it's helped a lot of women out there.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I know it took a lot of work to write it and effort, cause I was with you along that journey, but, you know, tell us about, you know, the two segments we chose was to be the hero and the choice is yours. So, I mean, what, you know, what resonated with you out of those?
Yeah,
two
I think it, the whole, like, don't be the victim, right? It doesn't matter where you come from. I mean, it's ultimately your choice and you make your own decisions. And I think I had this deep fear in me that at the very beginning I could possibly be like my brother and my father, and I didn't want that to happen. I wasn't going to let that happen. And so that's kind of where my drive came into play. And I think my message to everybody is that don't be the victim, you know, do what you have to, and you know,
and the choice is yours.
Yeah.
So it's hard choices, but you were able to make those choices and decisions. And I think also being aware, and even still today, we constantly work on, mm-hmm. on our awareness and how much of our childhood, you know, affects us later in life.
Right.
Affects our marriages, our connection styles, yeah. and all that. And so being aware of all those, you know, and maybe some of the trauma you had as a child, mm-hmm. you know, how it impacts you later in life, and being yeah. able to make different choices based to, just because you're aware that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of where the self-improvement comes into play as well. Right. It's like, I knew that I was aware that I needed to improve myself in order to get to where I'm at today.
Correct. Yeah, so awesome. Well, let's cut to that, the two segments, and watch Joni talk about her new yeah. book, The Choice is Yours.
There's so many women out there, and just not just women in general, but others out there that, you know, are facing the same challenges with, you know, maybe family members that are addicted to drugs, or, you know, maybe themselves are facing certain challenges. And, you know, and I think we get stuck in that, like, oh, poor me mentality, where, you know, that's my family life. That's what I was born into. And so that's just the way it's going to be. You know, instead of, you know, changing the narrative, we talked about that a lot, and changing your mindset to say, hey, like, you know, I am someone special, and, you know, this doesn't have to be my life. Mm-hmm. And changing that story so you can become somebody, you know, better.
Yeah. That's where you got the be the hero and
right.
not the
so,
victim, correct?
Exactly. So, I mean, it comes from one of my favorite quotes from Nora Ephron is, be the heroine of your life, not the victim. And so that's always been my constant reminder of, you know what, like, it doesn't matter where you were born into, what family, where you came from, your background. Don't be the victim. It's still your choice. So you can go and find that person if you had to. Mm-hmm. I found you, obviously, yeah. right? Yeah. And so that's the choice that I made, to surround myself with these type of people.
Yeah.
I could have done the total opposite and surround myself with drug addicts, you know, and followed my brother and my dad's path.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So I still feel that it's your choice, and ultimately you can choose anything you wanted to choose. And yeah. if that was finding somebody to help support you, it's there. All right. The next segment comes from episode 40 with our awesome guest, Tim Brotz. Man, Tim is just crushing it in the multifamily space, right?
Yes. And online and social media. And that's what he was talking about when in a lot of his podcasts, and the clip that we
Be
chose.
Be true to who you are. I love what yeah. he said that. Be true to who you are.
And as I look back at some of mm-hmm. the guests that we've had over the last couple of years, and is they're humble. Mm-hmm. They are true to who they are. Or else we didn't, you know, want them on our
right.
Yeah, they're authentic. And I think that's who Tim is. And he's grown a big business because of that. Cause he is who he is. Mm-hmm. He presents who he is, and you're either going to like him or not. And that's how he's built his business. And I think that's a great way to build a business.
Absolutely. Yeah, and he's also, so they've also written some books, some children's books, the Little Legacy Library?
Yes. Yeah, so him and his wife wrote some kids' books that we've bought and given to our kids, and so it's awesome. So check those out if you have not seen them. And also, Tim runs a great mastermind for multifamily mm-hmm. In that space. So if you're looking to get into multifamily, reach out to Tim because he's and in that in episode 40 we put in the show notes his website mm-hmm. and how to get a hold of him. So check it out and check this segment out to be true to who you are with Tim.
I see a lot of people trying to be somebody else and trying to put on a little bit of a show. Mm-hmm. I think the it comes off as fake, right? Mm-hmm. And I think people can sense that.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially being in the social media world, you're starting to see who's fake and who's not and who's real and who's authentic and who's, you know, just kind of putting on a little bit of a show. People are starting to sniff a lot of that out. Mm-hmm. And they don't do business with people that aren't real, right? They don't do business with people that they don't trust. And I think, you know, when I really was like, hey, here's who I am, here's what I'm good at, here's what I'm not good at, and I just shoot straight with people. People want to do more business with me because they're like, dude, I totally get it. Thanks so much for being honest and shooting straight and being genuine in what you do. And I think it's created more opportunities than has served as a disadvantage, you know, or people saying, I don't want to do business with this kid because he's a blue collar kid from Cleveland. Right.
Correct.
I think it's created way more opportunity than not.
And the people that don't want to do business with you probably didn't want them in the first place.
I don't want
place.
To business with them. Right. Yeah. Right. So. We don't align on core values anyways.
Yeah. Right.
The next podcast is a hard one for Joni and I. And it was really highly viewed because I think a lot of people like our size and similar space are looking at making that next step and hiring a COO. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be working with RPM and some of the franchises and groups in Neighborly with bringing on like either fractional COO, and it's done a big thing in our organization because we're visionaries and you need a COO to really operationalize.
Yes.
Run your organization. And so we had hired Andrew a couple years ago and he was with us only a short period of time, but he made a big impact. His legacy was left here with us. It's a tough one because we celebrate his life, mm-hmm. And the short time we had with him. And but it was amazing what he accomplished in the short time that he was with our organization.
Yes, this one touches me. It's near and dear to my heart and to both of ours. I think that, and everybody here at the office, that he was kind of the light around here. That mm-hmm. you and I are drivers by heart. You know, and he was the one that would kind of slow us down a little, right?
Yeah.
And kind of put us...
I always looked at him as the
bridge.
Yeah. Between.
He put us in our place when we needed to, and he always, his whole thing was see the good no matter what. And correct. So we carry these bracelets around with us to say see the good.
I'm wearing it today, so if you are watching on YouTube, there's a bracelet I wear all the time. So, yeah, Joni and I, there's a good story with it because we used to always... I don't know, Joni and I at a period when there was a couple months there when he was working with our organization that Joni and I were just probably a rare form, I guess, was what most people saw.
Yeah.
We were just like,
we get a complaint, we're like, oh, you better fix that.
Yeah, or just on it, just like any little mistake, it was like we were just in their face and a little just we wanted
perfection.
Yeah, we were striving for perfection and almost demanding it. It was a little too probably, but Andrew was the balance. And so, you know, he had done a really good job of coming into our organization and as an outsider, building trust, which he talks mm-hmm. about in his video and in the segment we chose, but building trust with our organization and then being that voice to us that, hey guys, like, so he sat down, he's like, you know what guys, really, everything in our organization today, 95% of it is running really smoothly, right? 95% of it is like, you know, we're just executing and doing a really great job. And he's like, you guys are just focused on this 5%, and it's like all you see right now. And it's understandable because you don't want to hear complaints or anything, but.
It took us some time to think about it. They're like, wow, you're right. You're right.
And so he, we always had a running joke in the office that it was like, you know, if we got a complaint or he'd come in the office, he'd go, guess what, guys? I think we're at 96% today. We're running at 90, and then we get a complaint or something would happen. And he'd be like, we dropped down to 95% again. So, I mean, he kept light and he was just a bright light to our organization
yeah,
and
yes,
just a smile and a very positive energy. that he brought that was refreshing, I think, to everybody, especially to Joni and I. I truly miss him. He was a great sounding board, mm-hmm. board for myself. So, you know, outside of Joni, you know, yes, she's my main sounding board all the time, but sometimes she doesn't want to hear it. She's exhausted. She's tired. And so he was also a good place I could bounce ideas off of. And you know, he knew how to handle them and advice, mm-hmm. you know, on some steps. So it was he's truly missed and will never be forgotten.
No. So remembering Andrew Miles.
The things I always say is vulnerability. You guys know everything about me already. There's mm-hmm. not a whole lot more for me to hide, right?
So right.
I think if you put yourself out there and people see that, they're much more willing to trust you that much more quickly mm-hmm. Because you're sharing a part of yourself. Mm-hmm. You're sharing yourself with them, and
right.
and they know that. They
yeah.
feel that.
Yeah, that's a good point, because we met, you know, multiple times and had, you know, several conversations
yeah.
to get to know you personally before making
yeah.
that decision.
Do you think they have to be in your industry?
And our next segment comes from episode 50 with our dear friends, Aaron and Gina Plante. So we actually took a trip to Zihuatanejo, Mexico for our 40th birthday.
Yes.
And our friends, Aaron and Gina, they run a successful Airbnb business. And so it was a great opportunity to get them, because Airbnb is another topic that's just
exploded.
Hot and exploded, right? So it was a fun time in Mexico, but most importantly, like, he provided the value to our listeners.
Great. So I think that was the first podcast that we had ever recorded remotely
right.
outside of the studio. So that was nerve wracking. We didn't have our star producer, Brett, back there and helping making sure everything goes smoothly. So, you know, it was, you know, I remember that, because I remember setting it up and couldn't get the lighting right. And I was sweating and it was hot. And it was like, but it turned out to be an awesome episode, a beautiful setting. And, you know, it was also, you know, for the listeners out there that are really looking for like the millionaire next door, I guess is the best way to put it. You know, if you've read that book, you know, it's about people, ordinary people that have, you know, and I'm not going to say where they're from, but the, you know, small town in Texas, you know, but growing up, you know, and achieving great success,
uh-huh.
you know, and they were a great demonstration of how you can, they were teachers to become builders, to become an ER clinic owner,
right.
to selling that, exiting that business, you know, and doing really
and
well.
And being smart with it
and then
investing
that money.
In real estate.
Yeah. And then, but he took it one, or Aaron and Gina, took it one step further, went into not just the Airbnb market, but they went into building large family complexes,
mm-hmm.
which is unique to, you know, than what's typically
yeah.
on Airbnb, to accommodate large groups that just, that wasn't out there
no.
before.
And that's why I love this segment where he talks about really finding your niche, right? Because
yeah.
everybody else is getting into, you know, the small houses, whatnot. But he found that niche that nobody else was in.
And
he just
and
capitalized
it's
on
it's
that.
It's harder because you're dealing with multi-million-dollar properties. So it's a little maybe, you know, not
more
a step,
risk maybe.
Yeah, or
mm-hmm.
people are uncomfortable getting in. That's, but there was a niche that
mm-hmm.
and a market that needed that. In the places that he placed these and built these homes. So incredible homes. So great story, you know, and what they've done in the cities that they've owned their properties and their Airbnbs. And so check it out. It was
yes. If you have not watched this episode, go back to this one, episode 50. It was a good one.
Something I want to ask Aaron. So if we had an investor maybe that's starting out, what advice would you give him?
Golly, other than, I mean, credit, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't do anything without someone giving you a shot, thinking that you'll pay them back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the number one key is credit. There's lots of ways to get credit, but that's probably the number one key. But if someone was wanting to invest, you know, in like what we do,
mm-hmm.
Airbnb type stuff, is you have to find something that not many people are doing. So you have to identify the little niche, because as you know, Airbnb
right.
vacation rentals has exploded.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone's doing it. So you just have to find something that is underserved.
Yeah.
You know, big.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Sleeps more people on this particular stretch of
right.
the lake or something like that.
So episode 67 is our next one with my brother,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Eric Wolfswinkel. So it was special. You know, my number one, I'm very proud of my brother and all that he's accomplished, him and his wife, Sahar. And so, you know, it was a chance for me to shine a light on you know, all that he's done, you know, yeah. and where he's been the last 18 years of his life. You haven't seen him. We used to joke because he would be ghost white, you know, because he doesn't get to see the sun at all because he's always in a hospital and operating and never comes out. So, you know, he was like Casper the ghost. But
he's really the example of perseverance. Yes. Relentless. I mean, this guy has, I have never seen somebody work as hard as Eric has.
Yeah.
And
with the long-term results.
Right.
Right. And you talk about delayed gratification. Gosh. That's super delayed.
And with passion too. He's so passionate about what he does.
Yeah. Helping. So he's a cranial, facial plastic surgeon. So he, but it's in pediatrics. So he operates on children and takes care of birth defects and kids that were in accidents and some uncontrollable events, you know, with children. And so really good cause, mm-hmm. Helping a lot of families out there. And it's good to see him making that huge impact in the world today. So we're super proud of him. You know, he's always been proud of us and supported us.
Yes.
And so it's good to really see what he's done. And like you said, it's just an awesome example, again, of somebody coming. We grew up in a small town of Santa Fe, New Mexico, which is like 50,000 people, 60,000 people, and where he's accomplished and graduated from the top, some of the top surgical centers in the country, and working at one now. So, you know, super proud of him and all that he's done. So check it out. A lot to learn. You'll hear about his 18 years of higher education. So,
and really, most importantly, what you'll hear in this segment is he demonstrated how he can achieve like high level results with extreme hard work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
hard work can accomplish and you know, I guess the best way to just demonstrate it, you hear a lot about it, that people that there's obviously a lot smarter people out there in the world, but they're not necessarily the ones that get there.
Yeah.
There's sometimes
they're not willing to work as hard.
Or athletes are more talented than others, but they're not willing to work as hard. So a lot of it has to do with the hard work that comes behind it and the consistency. And so take a look at this episode, rewatch it. If you haven't seen it, watch it. But if you have, go back to it and listen again. It was a really great one, again, with my brother, Dr. Eric Wolfsmickle.
One thing is hard work. Like our parents always said, if you work hard enough at it, you can achieve amazing things. And so, I definitely think, I wasn't always the smartest in the room. But I knew I would do whatever I had to get it done. And a lot of that just took more hard work or more time. I wish I could learn how to work smarter sometimes than harder, because sometimes I choose the more difficult path. I think a couple of the things that I did that aren't completely normal. So I did a couple extra years of college. I did another year of research during my medical school training, in order to, get into a better residency so that my future would be better.
The next segment comes from our guest on episode 91, guest Jeff Pepperny. So Jeff is actually our president of Real Property Management, and we actually had a pleasure of actually hanging out with him in Cancun, Mexico for one of the leadership summits out there. And so, Jeff, this was a great, he talked a lot about the power of franchising, mm-hmm. right? And then he talked a lot about, in this segment, about his why, like, why are you doing what you're doing, right?
Correct. Why become an entrepreneur? Because mm-hmm. we were talking, the discussion was a lot about, you know, being an entrepreneur, like, is it for everybody? Are you born an entrepreneur? Because that's, you know, a lot of questions, and a lot of our listeners are, mm-hmm. you know, thinking about it or thinking about bridging that gap. And so I asked, you know, the president of an organization of 350 franchises across the country, like, he sees a lot of entrepreneurs and mm-hmm. has to manage and interact with a lot of entrepreneurs out there. So I just wanted his feedback. But yeah, he says it a lot of times is whether they're successful or not comes down to their why. And if their why is big enough, they'll overcome those challenges. And because being an entrepreneur comes with a lot of challenges.
And I'd have to agree with him.
Yeah, a lot of them. So we've had, I think, more than my fair share of my lifetime worth of them. So hopefully this second half of my journey will be a lot less. But
he might be white, but a couple of years.
Yeah, I'll be white-haired. I keep growing it out, so we'll just see if it keeps.
Or you're going to lose it.
Yeah. But no, Jeff was, it really, we went into about, you know, should you start a franchise? Is it the right thing for you? You know, just the different things he's seen and also a little bit about him personally, mm-hmm. like how he is able to manage, he has to interact and
manage multiple franchises.
Individual owners. Mm-hmm. But they all are independent. They all have their own
personalities,
egos, or stuff that he has to control, you know, and because he's trying to keep a brand. Franchising, you know, is everybody's working under the same systems, same name, and he wanted to keep the integrity of the brand. Mm-hmm. And so you can't have rogue people going out there and doing their own thing and changing up the logo and doing all this right. stuff. You got to keep it very uniform. And mm-hmm. so, how he does that. And so, great episode, and how he's gotten to where he's gotten and also how Real Property Management has grown to where it's been. So check it out, and I think you'll enjoy.
Great episode.
I think entrepreneurs sometimes are crazy, a little not all there, but they have to be. Because I think an entrepreneur you just take abuse after abuse and you keep getting up and like wanting it more the next day. So I think they're a little, or at least that's for us. But so I'm just curious, I don't know if everybody can endure that. You know, and that kind of that grit and stuff. So I'm curious your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I believe it comes down to our fabric, right? Like who we are and what we want and our why. I keep going back to our why, right? In terms of when we bring in prospective franchise owners, that's the first question. Like, why Real Property Management? Why now, right? Because we want to make sure that it's matched up correctly. Mm-hmm. Because there are systems and processes and procedures and tools that you're going to use that you need to operate in the guardrails. Right? And you have to be comfortable, willing to do that. And some people are saying you know what, that's great. I know it's proven. I know you're successful, but I want to go at it and go alone. And so it's better, I think, to early identify that than it is to get down a path and realize this isn't for me. So mm-hmm. a lot of vetting, a lot of validation. But really just understanding the purpose of the why for our future franchise owners. And then I'm understanding our why about mm-hmm. who we are and what we do.
Right. And the last and final segment comes from episode 92 with a guest, Thad Tarkington. Now, this is one of my favorites. He brought the energy here, and he's well known in the property management industry, right? And he's the CEO of Second Nature. And really what I loved about what he said is, just get started. As an entrepreneur, you just need to get started, right?
Yeah. So he's one of the young entrepreneurs out there because I think there's a lot of people.
Cool story.
Yeah, that are trying to come out, you know, at a young age. We started young, but I think we're on that now that we're in our 40s. We're not looked at the young guns anymore. Yeah, but one of the young, very successful young entrepreneurs out there that is having a lot of success and took an idea in college and just ran with it. And like he said in the episode, he takes massive action mm-hmm. and he doesn't just wait for it to happen. He took control and made it happen. So, making huge waves in the property management industry. And so he was fun and he's a great guy to hang out with. But I loved his episode.
Now he's expanding his empire and offering even more services. So. Cool episode. So definitely check out episode 92 with that. He's awesome.
Just get started.
Yeah.
As I look around and talk to, you know, folks that have created multiple businesses, had success in business, of course, there's a wide range depending on your expertise, you know, skill sets, experience, you know, you might do better or worse than others. But one common thing is, you know, I had an idea and I put it into action. If you don't start, you'll never go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the amount of people I can count where it's like, you talk to them and 6 months later, it's like, hey, I always want to be doing something, but then you snap your fingers and it's been 5 years and it's still an idea. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the doing part, you know, are you actually going to take action, jump in the ring, jump in the arena, as people may say, and you'll figure it out. I've often heard entrepreneurship, you know, described in so many ways around like, hey, it's like jumping out of an airplane.
I'm making the parachute on the way down. No.
So that was an awesome recap mm-hmm. of all the different segments. It was fun to watch those again and go back. It was I enjoyed the evolution. If we did them in order, so it was like you could see us. I hope we're getting better. I hope our audience feels like we're getting better at this. But you definitely see the level of guests. You see our podcast room changed up a little bit and changed and evolved, and it's going to continue in our second chapter. To continue to evolve. But, you know, I think first and foremost, you know, Joni and I wanted to thank Brett Moses, who really helped us orchestrate all this. It was a vision in Mexico.
You're right. We were just talking about that earlier. Yeah.
There's a theme here. We like Mexico. So
yeah. So we were talking one time in probably the pool or something. Yeah. We were like, oh, we want to start a podcast. And Brett Moses made it happen.
Yeah. So we, huge shout out to Brett. He's really the brains, and it's fun because people love to see they're like, wow, you guys produce such great content and it's well produced and it's done really well. And it's like, well, that's not Joni and I, it's all Brett. So he's done an amazing job. You know, people come in and visit with us all the time and just want to see how we do it and the equipment and everything. And so that's all him. And so huge kudos and shout out to Brett for putting this all together. So
yeah,
thank you Brett.
And I'm excited about the next episode. I mean, what are we planning on doing? We're going to be changing up the room a little
bit,
right?
So in our next couple of years, or you know, I guess 100 to 200 you know, we're going to, you'll see in those episodes, we're going to add to the room and change it up a little bit. You're going to see
maybe add some panel discussions.
Yes.
So and answers.
More collaboration. Mm-hmm. So we want to collaborate with our listeners more. And so get more of their questions and mm-hmm. do more question and answer podcasts where, you know, we're just answering questions that have come in. I think that's always great to do and it's relevant.
Love it.
And, you know, sometimes we think we know what people need out there, but some, you know, it's not always what is being asked for.
Yes.
And so we'll do more Q&As, panels, like you said. We're going to continue to elevate the level of guests that we have come mm-hmm. in. We already have some lined up and scheduled. They're some of the best educators and in the real estate investment space and real estate investors themselves.
Right.
Land investors, just some great people that ran some very large organizations in the real estate investment world. So it's going to be fun.
I've learned a ton from our listeners.
Absolutely. Yeah, I always have these personal questions that I
get. Yeah, we're like, we need to circle back with you on that.
Yeah, and I hit them up after the episode because there's tons that all these people can learn, mm-hmm. even ourselves.
Yep.
That have been in. So check it out. You're going to see, again, updates to the podcast room, new and talented guests, and then more collaboration with you, the listeners. So
yes,
we appreciate, again, everybody that's listened to this and supported us over the first 100 episodes and viewed us on YouTube. And it's been fun. And I hope you guys have all gotten out of it. We've gotten great feedback. And we'll continue to do it and support everybody. So
yeah, well, I think this calls for a toast to the first 100 and the next 100.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Cog, cog, cogging.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.